Here's Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel standing by. His head is spinning with all the things that have happened over the weekend, too. You know, it's a long weekend. It's a three-day weekend. This is the third of those days, right? But yet news is being made. I want to start with the return of the Iranian prisoners that have just been returned. They left on a Swiss jet, landed in Switzerland, been handed over to American authorities. And you know, you wonder, Brett, how much of all the other stuff that we've seen happening here around the relationship with Iran, whether it was that incident last week at sea or some of the other moves that they've made in terms of their nuclear program that seemed to be in violation of the treaty that they signed. And yet we're all, you know, they handed over these guys, we're fat and happy. What's surprising about this for you?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I think what's surprising is just how it all came together. It was a dual track on this negotiation with the Iran nuke deal and the hostages. It's getting a lot of criticism because of how it all came together with seven Iranians being released in exchange for the Americans. And then once they took off from Tehran, the administration put on new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile testing. So it's a complex deal, but the administration is touting it. And in the short term, I think they're going to get the benefit of public opinion saying, you know, this is something that was solved diplomatically. I think in the long term, the critics, you know, will have a lot to say about where Iran is and what they're doing in the region.
Yeah, well, and we'll just have to see what happens here, how they behave moving forward and how it impacts the U.S., how it impacts even oil prices. I mean, the whole thing is interconnected. It's an important thing to note. Mm-hmm. They're not at complete, you know, there's not stasis in the Middle East here, right? I mean, there's all kinds of, and what the Saudis are doing is in direct response by glutting the market and keeping inventories very high, which now drops the price of oil to $28 and some cents a barrel. I mean, that's unheard of. Remember when people were talking about what happens when it hits $100 a barrel, right? I mean, and it's not profitable to drill for oil in North America unless it's about $40 a barrel. So this is designed to slow up American oil production and designed to try to choke the Iranians right when they're getting their money back. Right. So,
yeah,
this is the Saudis doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's going to affect a lot of things. Obviously, companies, all different kinds of companies inside the U.S., but also countries around the world are trying to figure out how to deal with these prices that are just spiraling.
What about the prisoners who released, the one prisoner who we know very little about? I guess we know his name. Some of the news organizations over the weekend didn't even have a picture of him. Why so much mystery surrounding this one particular guy?
The Levinson?
Is it Nosratola Kozrovsky or something? I can't say his name. Rudsari, the freed American.
Right. They just didn't have the picture, and who knows? I mean, some of these guys may have been
working.
You know,
yeah,
working
over there, doing things.
Let's leave it at that.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. So I think Brett would know for sure.
What it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. If they don't have his picture.
There's also Robert Levinson, who supposedly is still over there somewhere, but the Iranians claim that they don't know where he is. He's the former FBI agent who his family had received word that he was being held in Iran. And so he's not a part of this deal, which is, you know, tough for them, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you have these three Americans who disappeared in Baghdad over the weekend, kidnapped from their interpreter's apartment, according to Iraqi sources. One of them is a woman, according to the Wall Street Journal. What do we know about them?
Well, there's a house-to-house hunt in Baghdad. There's multiple reports about this, that it was the interpreter's house. There's other reports that say it was considered a brothel in Baghdad, and that they were kidnapped from there. There have been no demands, but there is an ongoing hunt for these Americans.
Do we know? We don't know who it was who took them, right?
No, we don't know yet. And one of the things that the critics, including Republican candidates, are talking about today is that once you start making deals like the one the administration did, you will have more Americans
getting grabbed up
or taken hostage.
Yeah, so if we become a commodity, a cottage industry in the Middle East, which I think we already know that Americans are to some degree, they're going to be targeted. And that's why the State Department, when they have a travel warning, mm-hmm. they mean it.
You pay attention to those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there's a reason for it. All right, let's move back to Iowa here for just a second, if we must. Are you there, by the way, or are you in D.C.?
I'm in D.C., right. But I'm taking off for New Hampshire tonight.
Oh, my God. This is
so I'll be in the frozen tundra of New Hampshire Concord.
Brett's silly season is what we like to call this.
Yeah. All right. Probably enjoy it.
And I'm working, I think it's 22 days in a row starting next week.
Like,
you know,
bye-bye.
We have the debate mm-hmm. next Thursday in Des Moines. And it's the FNC debate with Megan and Chris and me.
Oh boy, we go back to square one. Is what this is. This is where all the trouble started. Was with that first debate in mm-hmm. August, right?
It all comes full circle.
Yeah, and now it ends.
Here we go again.
And it ends on this. I thought actually the Fox Business debate was the best so far in terms of getting the seeing these guys light up.
Yeah,
right?
Issues.
I mean, and the ability to let it breathe, mm-hmm. and if they're having a disagreement and kind of talk things, to be able to juggle things to make sure that you can, you know, facilitate that.
So I guess the big question here, let me move over to the Democratic side for just a second here before we let you go. I was watching on your competing network, that CNN today, they were having a debate. They can't believe that Bernie Sanders is where he is.
And a lot of people say he won the debate.
And that South Carolina is really Hillary Clinton's firewall. She is likely to lose New Hampshire. She could lose Iowa to start the whole thing off. So then she goes 0-2 going into South Carolina. If she does not win South Carolina, it's a big problem. Now, the smart money says...
The crazy thing, Ro, is that there's Nevada. Democrats have Nevada before South Carolina. So it goes Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina. And it's possible that she could lose three before... getting a win, and that's almost like the Rudy Giuliani strategy of 2008. You know,
remember how that worked out for him? I remember how that worked out for him.
Seemed like a great strategy going in.
I was at one of his speeches where he was defending the strategy, where he was going, no,
this is
why going to work.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That did mm-hmm. not work out so well for him. All right, and back over to the Republican side. To Trump, you know, he was the Martin Luther King Day speaker at Liberty University today. I just want to say that, you know, when they make movies now, there's, you know, whether it's like Wolf of Wall Street or, you know, movies like that or these David O. Russell films, I can't wait for Trump the movie to come out about this, because it looks like he's putting us on. I mean, it does. He's got this sort of. I was listening to a speech at Liberty today, and I'm like,
yeah.
If you were writing this for satirical purposes,
think you were overwriting it.
Yeah,
tone it down a little.
Yeah,
make it believable.
People aren't going to buy this. Mm-hmm. And yet he's doing
when
it.
He said today, he just paused and he just said, the Bible is the best.
He was talking about his own book.
The best.
In the context of his own book.
Two Corinthians. That's the one that you guys like, right?
Yeah.
2 Corinthians?
Yeah.
And he was asking the kids at Liberty whether 2 Corinthians was the one that they like. In other words, the exact phrase that they use at the university.
Not likely. Because there was a gasp in the room. And there was this whole thing where he was talking about his own book, about, I've written this book. It's a great book. It's the most amazing thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody, who here has read the book? And then there's like tepid applause. Art of the deal. He goes, everybody's read this book. But... And then he realizes he's at Liberty, and he decides to go, and I'm talking about the wrong book. But then there's the Bible. The Bible's great. And he goes into this whole thing, and he doesn't seem to understand. He doesn't know the chapter titles. He's like, and it's like, and he goes, and the evangelicals are great. Like, the evangelicals, who are they? What? I mean, doesn't anybody see through this guy? Apparently 25-30% don't.
He's having success, and he's clearly firing up some people who are saying, you know, Washington's got to be changed.
Well,
and
so is Bernie Sanders,
that is
right?
Their vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing it. You're seeing the wings. You're seeing this whole anti-establishment movement on both sides, and it's just enough. Now, in a three-person race, it's really a two-person race in the Democratic side, but in this so-called three-person race, it's unbelievable that Bernie Sanders is as powerful as he is. And, you know, Trump, we can argue, well, it's because there's so many people in the race. Well, maybe not. Maybe if it were two or three, same same way. Maybe it's just it's an anti-establishment right. year. It's fascinating stuff. Brett, your 22 days start now.
Don't tell my wife.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Bet your family's gonna miss you.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
I get Skype and FaceTime.
Okay.
Yes, it's like he'll be like he's gonna be one of those guys who's. It's like The Martian. It's like the movie The Martian.
Yeah.
It's like he's talking on the yeah. screen to you know back at home.
Except his food he can find without having to
yeah,
grow
that's
it
true.
Himself.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
You guys.
All right. See Brett Baer tonight at 5 o'clock on the Fox News Channel.
Did you see Sanders during the debate? How he was shouting so much? It was like he was doing his own SNL character of himself. You know, he was like shouting so loudly. It was like better than Larry David did it. You know.
I quite honestly think he can't hear.
That may be it.
I think that's what, you know, the opioids start to talk like
this. I didn't hear the question.
Grace, she's been dead for years.